Time for another Piano Puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone, and the listener tries to guess the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, and also what tune Bruce has buried in the Piano Puzzler. Sarah Ryan is calling us this week from Flagstaff, Arizona. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Great to have you joining us. Sarah, what's your musical background?
I play the violin in a local symphony orchestra, and I teach music to little kids.
Oh, nice. Teach them different instruments or singing? Or
no, we just teach them how to have fun with music, with rhythm sticks and jingle bells and egg shakers and dancing with scarves and
nice.
That kind of stuff.
Well, it sounds wonderful. And Sarah, I don't know what's coming either here, so if you need help guessing the tune or if you and I want to kick some ideas around together about who the composer might be, we can do that.
Okay.
And we also have musical clues. If we're really stuck on who the composer might be, we have a couple of musical clues that may help us out too.
Sounds good.
Okay, Sarah, here's your Piano Puzzler. That was a wild one.
Yeah.
That was wild. It was lovely, but I don't know if I have any idea.
Yeah, that one was interesting. It was so full of texture, it was hard to pick out a melody.
The tune is, in this case, I kind of used the melody the way this composer would have used it, which is tricky, but it's there.
Well, Sarah, how about if we start thinking about the composer? I mean,
that's a better idea.
It sounds like it must be 20th century.
I would agree.
And it made me think about an American composer who takes a tune and makes it jump around the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Gershwin?
Well, Gershwin's an American composer who jumps around the keyboard, but it's not this one.
All right, I don't know.
Do you want some musical clues?
I think that would help.
Sure.
All right, let's hear clue number one. Bruce, what is that?
That's Aaron Copland's Piano Sonata.
Piano Sonata by Aaron Copland. Okay, that was clue number one. Here is clue number two. Bruce, what's clue number two?
Prokofiev from his sixth piano sonata.
Okay, so Sarah, one of those is a direct clue. One of those is kind of a musical misdirection. Which of those most closely resembled what Bruce played in this week's Piano Puzzler?
How about the first one?
Yes.
Hey, I got something.
You got
right.
It, right? Yes.
Okay, Aaron Copland.
Aaron Copland. You know, he was often called, by some people anyway, the Brooklyn Stravinsky. And, you know, I could have played something of Copland in his style that's a little simpler, but this really is, a lot of his music is like this.
Well, we got Aaron Copland, which is half the Piano Puzzler. We still haven't touched on what the tune might be. And maybe, I think at this point, we might need to go back and hear a little bit of this again and
okay.
See if we can pick out that tune. Unless you have something in mind, Sarah.
Oh, no. We can hear it again.
Okay.
Now, I have to say that the harmonies of Aaron Copland do not help you get this tune.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to stop because we've heard the tune more than once. If I bring it out like this, and then...
Uh-huh.
You're getting it?
Yeah.
What do you have there?
Well, I could sing it, but I don't know the name.
Well, that's good. How would you sing it?
La, 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 la.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, it's one of those names that just pops onto your tongue and sits there. Sur le pont d'Avignon. It's a French folk song. Actually, not an American one. On the Bridge of Avignon.
Well, there you go. Well, got it again.
No, you did get the tune, though. Yeah, and you hear the tune instead of... The tune is set in a rather dissonant manner. And then the second part, da da dee 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 dee, is divided up and repeated, and then it gets a little cubist treatment, and then so it's in this case. Once you hear the tune, I was playing around with it in a Copland-esque way, which is a little bit like the cubism of Picasso.
Well, interesting. Sarah, I don't know about you, but I've learned a little something about Aaron Copland here today.
Yes, I think so.
Sarah Ryan, thanks very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Well, thank you.
What's your public radio station?
KNAU.
KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.